And it's just a whole line of houses, and they have a wall in common. All right, how about the kind, I know they have these here. It's an apartment, but you buy it, you don't rent it, and usually they're expensive.
Condominium.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call an apartment that's the whole level of a building? I don't know if they've got these here. They have them in Chicago. They call them flats in Chicago. But it's not a term that I would know. What do you call the person that looks after the apartment, that does the repairs and things like that?
Maintenance man.
All right. What would you call the person that takes people around and shows them new apartments?
Real estate man.
Or how about the person that collects the rent?
Manager.
All right. Mm-hmm. And did I skip one? No. What would you, if you had a house and a lawn, you were going to cut the grass, what would you use?
Lawnmower.
All right. When you say lawnmower, do you mean, well, how is it powered?
Gas.
Okay. Suppose it doesn't have a motor and you just have to push it, what would you call it?
Push mower.
Okay. And suppose you can ride on it?
Riding mower.
All right. And what do they call those things that's kind of like a little hand plow that eats up your grass when you want to plant? I think people rent them a lot instead of buying them. Tiller, do you know of that? Okay. How about something that if you were going out to dig, just a little hand thing?
Hole. Well, small hole.
With a short handle.
Small hole.
All right. How about something with three prongs you might dig with? If you're not a gardener, you might not know all this stuff. And then to get the leaves up in the fall, what would you use?
Rake.
Are there different kinds of rakes?
Not general.
Okay, and what would you use to cut the hedge?
Hedge clippers.
Okay, and if a big tree blew down and you didn't want to saw it up by hand, what sort of a saw might you use?
A power saw.
Okay, and can you name some different kinds of beef, different cuts of beef, steaks especially?
Porterhouse, mm-hmm. T-bone, mm-hmm. ground, mm-hmm. round. Filet mignon.
Yeah.
Porterhouse.
I think you said that one. Okay. Any other kinds of beef?
Steaks.
Just beef, not steaks.
Beef tongue. Mm-hmm. Beef liver.
How about kinds of pork?
Pork chop. Mm-hmm. Ham. Mm-hmm. Chitlins.
Mm-hmm. Are there any different kinds of ham?
Cured ham, hickory ham.
Yeah.
Sweet ham.
Good. How about cuts of lamb?
Lamb chops, that's right on the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all most people know. What about some different kinds of poultry that you eat?
Chicken, turkey, duck.
Are there different kinds of chicken depending on maybe what size or age they are? Okay. How about different types of sausage?
Beef and pork sausage.
Okay. What is that thing that you get in a bun at the ballpark?
Hot dog.
When you say hot dog, do you mean the meat and the bun, or could you just mean the meat?
Meat.
All right. Then what do you call the kind of sandwich that has several kinds of meat and sometimes cheese and it's usually on a big bun?
Philadelphia cheesesteak. What'd you say now?
I don't know that one. What was that?
Submarine sandwich.
Okay, that's it. You know any other names for that one?
Hero sandwich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. And what might you drink with a hero sandwich?
Beer.
Mm-hmm. You have any nicknames for beer? Well, what might you drink that was not alcoholic?
Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Suppose you were talking...
Water.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about things that are not Coca-Cola, not just Coca-Cola.